Some more.
Guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
Well, the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. Testing, attention please. Feel the tension, soon as someone mentions me. Here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free. A nuisance, who sent? You sent for me? Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me.
And now, the Mark Wilson Show.
You know, one of the conversations that we had at the Thanksgiving dinner I was at was the continued siloing of Americans. And let me tell you what I mean by that. First of all, we're all now, and I didn't really think about it until we started having the discussion. Then it occurred to me, yeah, you know what? It's right. We're all sort of defined now by a certain age group. So I'm a boomer. You're a, what are you, a Gen Xer?
Yeah.
Craig's a Gen Xer.
Yeah.
And then you've got your millennials, and then you've got your, you know, all these different silos that we're in. And we're all looking at each other thinking we know what to expect from that person. Like if you're a boomer and you're in business, there for a long time you were just sort of led to believe that millennials, oh my God, their work ethic is ridiculous. Right? There were classes. I actually went to a couple of classes to learn how to manage millennials. They're just people. But it's sort of like it's, well, you know, that's a millennial. And they're saying, oh, that's a boomer. We're siloing. And we continue to do it. We're all just people. Just treat me well and I'll treat you well. How about that?
But those millennials won't do it.
Oh, my God, the millennials. Oh, the Gen Xers. Jesus, they don't know what to do. Who else do we have? I forget. I should look here. I got a computer sitting right in front of me. Why don't I use it rather than talking, asking you?
Yeah, well, isn't there a new millennial that's coming out, the new model?
Huh?
Called the post-millennial?
New model. No, millennials, well, then there's Gen Y?
Gen Y? I don't know who that is.
What do you call that? The boomers?
Gen
X? I'm trying to type it into Google. Googling this.
Is there Centurions?
Here we go. Here we go. Gen X, Gen Y, boomers, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z.
That's the one.
People grow old, birthdays stay the same. So a Gen Z is born between 1995 and 2015. Millennials, 1980 to 1994. Gen Xers, 1965 to 1979. Boomers are born between 1944 and 1964. And we're all trying to figure each other out because we've been told that we're all so different.
Wait, when is Gen Y?
Gen Y doesn't say. Oh, wait a minute. Yep. 80 and 94.
So just after X.
Yeah, they didn't include it in my little thing here. Hold on. Baby boomers, you got that. Gen X, 1965, 1979. Gen Y, or millennials. So Gen Y is millennials.
Oh.
80 and 94. Gen Y point one. See, they drilled down even further. Gen Y point one equals 25 to 29 years old. Gen Y point two equals 29 to 39 years old. Yikes.
Too complicated.
But we were talking about the fact that we're all just sort of siloing more and more and more. I got to thinking about it just now because they were mentioning on the news, I think, Cyber Monday. That today's Cyber Monday, right?
Yeah.
So where you do all your online shopping?
That's the plan, Stan.
Friday was Black Friday,
mm-hmm.
Where you go into all this, you actually physically go into the stores.
Yeah, this is the first year we didn't do that because we've gotten so loaded up in the last 2 years of Black Friday.
A lot of people did. The numbers were off this year, and they're saying it's because back in the day, Black Friday was Black Friday. It was that day all the specials happened.
It would start at like 4 in the morning.
Right.
And continue until close, and that was it.
Now, whether you're in slow or regardless of where you live, you got retailers doing their Black Friday sales starting in like July. So people are picking up stuff randomly on other days.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow, I think, is what they call Giving Tuesday. I, th- think that's what they call it.
Am I supposed to give you something?
It's for not-for-profits. Oh. We're supposed to. Now we donate tomorrow. So there's like everything is
and now everyone's coming
in its place. It's like I'd rather have people give every. I mean, there's no day of the year set aside for you know not one. Give all the time.
Well, you know what it is Wednesday.
Wacky Wednesday?
Radio Wednesday.
Radio Wednesday.
Where you give everyone that works in radio $10.
Right. I feel you.
I'm going to start that one.
I feel you. No, but really with the Gen Ys and the Gen Zs and the millennials, and it's, you know, even in politics now, we're getting that way. Like, you don't understand. You're a boomer. How could you possibly? And by the way, there's now talk. I don't know if you're reading these articles like I am. Those that are not boomers are blaming boomers for any of the problems that we have.
No, I've seen something like a meme about that. You don't get it. You're a boomer, kind of.
You don't get it. You're a okay boomer is the meme.
Yeah, that's
okay
what it is.
Boomer. So you know what's going to happen if you're a boomer later on in your life. All the Gen Ys and Gen Zs and the millennials and whatever, all the people that are not in your silo are going to put you out to pasture. They're going to put you on an island somewhere because they're mad at you. It's your fault. It's not their fault. But yeah. But when you get to a point where you have to start taking classes to be able to engage with each other, like this is how you engage with a Gen Y.
But how can you deal with someone like this?
And
how
for them,
dare you?
Here's how to deal with a boomer.
You have stolen my dreams with your empty words.
That's who they are right there.
So look out, everybody. Look out, everybody. We'll all live in separate parts of the country. Gen Zs will be one place, boomers in another.
I'm going to Tennessee, so.
Like a whole Civil War kind of thing. Okay, boomer.
We're going to pick our sides.
All right, speaking of boomers, Joe Biden.
Is he a boomer? I thought he was like World War II vet or something.
Well, it's 1944, so do the math on that. He's 78?
I'm not good at math.
44, 74, 74, 74, 74, 74, 74, 2014, 2014. Oh, he's a boomer. Let's just call him a boomer. Doesn't matter. He's a boomer. He's on the road. We told you before the bottom of the hour news that his campaign, he's calling it now. And it's,
no, he's not. 1942.
Oh, what is he? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what is he then?
War? Born baby?
He's near death is what he is.
I think he's considered a boomer.
Millennials, Gen Xers, baby boomers, and near death people.
But according to your metric, he's not a boomer because he is born in 42.
Let's call him a boomer plus then.
All right, 2.0.
Boomer 2.0. So Biden's out on the road right now, and his bus has the words "No Malarkey" written across it.
Which, I'm looking at it right now.
No Malarkey tour. And quite frankly, there are people looking at this saying, what is that? Unless you're 80 years old, you don't know what malarkey is. What's malarkey? Well, malarkey.
It's like sassafras, but different.
Put a little syrup on it, and you make malarkey. So he's out running around Iowa, and a high schooler attending the vice president or former vice president's event was asked whether she knew what malarkey means. She squinted at the massive bus with a puzzled look, and she said, "I've never heard of it before." Well, duh. This is according now to Politico. West's response highlight the young woman's response highlights a potential problem with a term that Biden has put at the center of his candidacy in the first in the nation caucus state. And some of the complaints about it are an extension of how Biden skeptics feel about the candidate himself, of course. They don't love or hate the slogan. Some of them think it's kind of funny, others kind of corny. While some other voters welcome the slogan as a throwback to a calmer area.
Era.
What did I say, area?
Area.
I mean, era. Others said that it's just going to alienate younger voters, which is where I'm at. A younger voter is going to look at that and go, malarkey? No malarkey. I think I heard my great-grandfather say that word. The Biden campaign is acknowledging malarkey isn't the most recognizable term, But the hope is that it would tap into the traits they say voters like most about Biden.
That he's out of touch?
No, that because everybody else lies. So his campaign is saying, we want to make sure there's a contrast. What we're talking about here, that's what we're talking about.
Wait, malarkey means lies?
Well, I'm saying to you, folks, people are looking at it going, how old is this guy? Seriously, how old is this man? I'm Joe Biden, and this is the No Malarkey campaign. Donald Trump is full of malarkey. Oh, no, I've wet myself. I mean, come on.
You know, it could be genius.
No, it's not genius.
Because this is the only slogan that I know of all the Democrats. It's the only slogan I know about because it's drawn so much attention. It could be like the Tesla truck. It's so bad it's getting headlines.
And I feel again like I have to, I am compelled to be kind to Joe just because I just have always liked him. And I know I always put I'm calling it a disclaimer. I've always sort of just liked the guy. He's a likable guy. He's a beer-drinking, sort of working-class kind of dude. He's a normal arky kind of guy.
You know, I actually came up with a couple possible changes to that.
Go ahead. Let's hear them.
Okay. So instead of no malarkey, something the kids can identify with.
Go ahead.
No baloney.
No baloney would be even better.
Or no hogwash.
Yeah, it's equally as bad.
All right, here's the best one, though.
No horse pucky.
See, I gave you those, so you had something to turn down. This one you can't turn down.
Go.
No balderdash.
Balderdash. Is it balderdash or balderdash?
B-A-L-D-E-R-D-A-S-H. Balderdash.
We're on the no balderdash campaign. Well, we thought that was better than malarkey.
So there's my... Joe, to call it the No
Balderdash
campaign.
I feel, you know, he was out again the other day talking extemporaneously at the mic because this you can't script this stuff. We do have a little bit of audio, and this, ladies and gentlemen, I think is why. And by the way, the polls are still in his favor. He's still up. Buttigieg is making a real run at it. In fact, in the Quinnipiac poll, he's ahead of Biden. He's ahead of everybody. Buttigieg is. But nationwide, Biden is still plus 10. But with this kind of a performance that you're about to hear, I don't know how he can maintain it. I just really don't. Let's go to that audio.
Here I saw that made me aware when I was in law school, proudly for Holloway, proudly for your dad, first African-American state senator in the state of Delaware. Everything about... And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
What does that mean?
And I tell you what. The men, they're now all men, the guys I work with down here.
Wait a minute. All... Okay.
I learned about roaches and kids on my lap.
My hair on my legs, my hairy legs turn, listen again.
Blonde.
Not from
guys
the beginning.
Guys at the time, they're all good men. And it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
What?
So it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
What?
I'm Joe Biden, and this is the No Malarkey Tour campaign. That's no malarkey, by the way. My hair on my legs used to stand up, and the kids would rub my leg to see it. What? Joe. You're not going to maintain a 10-point lead with that kind of performance. I don't know where he's going. You can't script that. They got to rein him in and go, okay, only a few words this time. And Joe, stay away from the hairy legs and the kids and the blonde and
the cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
I don't get.
I love kids sitting on my lap. And
I don't get that. He talks about. I learned about cockroaches and kids on my lap. I don't.
It's a no malarkey tour.
I love kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what, the men, they're now all men, the guys I work with down here, and they're all guys at the time, they're all good men. Most of them made an awful lot of themselves.
All right.
What is he
talking? And that's why I tell you, in all sincerity, I feel for Joe Biden. You know, then he's got his kid. I learned a little bit more about Hunter in the 4 days that we had off.
Yeah.
I really didn't know that much other than, you know, of course we talked about the whole Ukraine thing and how he was involved in that. But beyond that, I really didn't know too much about him. If you're Joe Biden, this is another big stone you got to roll up a very steep hill. And his son, Hunter, is actually worried about it. But this is Hunter's. I don't know. I feel like I'm kicking someone when they're down. I don't even want to talk about it. I mean, there for the grace of God go we. I have good kids. You know, I don't have to worry about my kids embarrassing me like that, I don't think. But Hunter moved in. I knew he Bo died, the other son.
Yeah.
Hunter moved in with the widow. They had a relationship. Then he leaves her and marries somebody he met in someplace, knew her for 10 days and married her, left his brother's widow, and now it turns out he's the father of some woman, some stripper he met in D.C. that he was seeing while he was living and had a relationship with his late brother's. I mean, this guy's he's a mess. And all the time, he's acknowledging it. Yeah, I got back into coke. And so now he's got to worry about that. Joe, I'm talking about. On the Malarkey Tour.
I thought we were changing it to the No Balderdash Tour.
Well, until he does, we're going to call it the No Malarkey Tour.
Okay.
Anyway, so I just don't see, you know, a 10-point lead continuing. A few more people sort of popped up over the last few days as well. We got a break. We'll talk about that when we return on The Mark Wilson Show.
You're listening to The Mark Wilson Show. The Mark Wilson Show on 920 KVEC and FM 96.5.
All right, let's go directly to the Solberg Law KVEC text line.
Very classic.
You're caught up.
Right. We got a text. Please, all capitals, tell me that Biden audio has been tampered with.
No. No, and I tell you why I know. It's because I sent you, Craig, the video.
The video of it.
So it's...
There's no hacks there.
No.
There's no editing.
No.
That's how sad it is. Okay, so another texter is saying he doesn't want to win. And he just can't figure a way out.
You know, I almost would agree with that texter. It's almost like he's throwing a wrench into things just because he, you know, he's looking at the work and the 4 years ahead and saying, I just want to be with my grandkids.
Yeah. And we also got to Joe Biden is the greatest generation, although we found it's called the silent generation.
Now, we'll have more on that. We got to finish this up on the back end. Bottom of the hour news coming up, and more of the Mark Wilson Show. So stay tuned, please.